You have to imagine the relief once that news broke about Tycoon Tufaa being taken down. It feels like a massive milestone for digital security, doesn't it? I'm so happy to see this victory come through.
Absolutely. What I find most compelling is how that result came from such a coordinated effort between industry leaders and law enforcement. It's not just one company acting. The takedown of Tycoon Tufaa represents a critical victory against sophisticated cybercriminals, targeting cryptocurrency users and general consumers alike.
That really underscores it for me, the importance of cross-sector collaboration. When you see tech giants like Microsoft, major financial entities like Coinbase, and international agencies like Europol unite, they create an effective front that bad actors can't ignore.
Exactly. The scale of the threat was substantial before this operation. According to data revealed by Microsoft, this specific phishing infrastructure was responsible for 62% of all phishing attempts blocked during the first half of last year alone. These numbers shouldn't be taken lightly.
That is staggering. To put it in perspective, the service successfully generated over 30 million suspicious emails in a single month. That volume highlights how automated attacks have transitioned from exceptions to the norm for attackers. They weren't just trying out, they were running the show until this intervention.
By targeting users attempting to verify their identities through two-factor authentication, these attackers aim to bypass standard security protocols and gain unauthorized access to digital wallets and accounts. The sophistication of Tycoon Tufaa made it a primary target for international cooperation, as it represented a major choke point for malicious actors.
I love how the operation relied on three key pillars: information sharing, technical action, and law enforcement intervention. Real-time data exchange allowed for quicker identification of malicious patterns.
And Microsoft provided the necessary infrastructure-level blocks to halt email distribution immediately. Meanwhile, Europol facilitated the legal processes required to shut down the criminal networks behind the service. It was a perfect blend of speed and authority.
While Coinbase typically operates with a strong focus on user protection within its own platform, this specific partnership expanded their reach beyond their own borders to help secure the broader crypto ecosystem. That sense of community is really powerful.
This is particularly vital because phishing attacks are not limited to exchanges. They frequently target users directly via emails that mimic trusted sources. We cannot limit our defense to just one corner of the internet. The threat landscape is vast.
For the average cryptocurrency investor or tech-savvy individual, this action serves as a reminder that security is a shared responsibility. It's reassuring, but also makes me want to double-check my own habits.
While tools are being deployed to stop bad actors at the source, users must remain vigilant against social engineering attempts. The technology helps, but human awareness remains critical. Complacency is our biggest vulnerability here.
The takedown of Tycoon Tufaa removes a significant choke point for attackers, but it does not end the fight. We can't get complacent just because one threat is gone.
Cybercriminals frequently shift tactics as soon as one service is neutralized. However, this joint operation sets a new benchmark for how quickly the industry can respond to emerging threats. It shows we are learning to adapt faster than them.
That gives me hope that we are moving fast enough to counter them. It demonstrates that when private sector capabilities meet public sector authority, the result is a safer digital environment for everyone.
Precisely. As the industry moves forward, the focus remains on maintaining these partnerships and ensuring that security measures evolve faster than the tactics of those seeking to exploit them. We need to stay ahead of the curve.
The collaboration between Coinbase, Microsoft, and Europol establishes a precedent for rapid response and comprehensive threat neutralization. It's incredibly inspiring to see this level of cooperation happening now.
By combining technical infrastructure with legal authority, this partnership significantly reduces the attack surface available to criminals. It's about leveraging every tool we have at our disposal.
Ultimately, this operation reinforces the necessity of adaptive security strategies that leverage both private innovation and public enforcement to protect digital assets against increasingly automated and sophisticated phishing campaigns. We need to keep pushing together.
And there is no room for complacency. The fight continues, but we are certainly better equipped now than we were before this operation began.